This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Christmas Dilemma on PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And don't forget, it's Taylor Tuesdays. This is your last day to snag that last pair of tickets we have to go see Cruel Summer this Friday night.
At Innovation Square. And they'll be live in the studio with us to give us a little, give you a little sample of what's to be expected.
So when you hear those two back-to-back Taylor Swift songs, that's your cue to call up, be caller 8 to win those tickets. If you ordered something online, but you accidentally receive something completely different in the mail, would you do the right thing and bring it to the sender's attention, give it back, or would you just keep it and turn a blind eye? 585-252-9800. This is the dilemma our girl Tracy is currently in. Hi, good morning, Tracy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Talk to us about your Christmas dilemma, because you definitely got one.
I do. Okay, so my moral dilemma is from Christmas shopping. I was doing my Black Friday online stuff. And so I need to know what you guys would do.
Okay.
Us or the listeners, yes.
Yes, yes. I need help from anyone, everyone. So I ordered this present for my husband. It's like $50, something from Nordstrom's.
Yeah.
And the gift came this past Saturday. I unwrap it, and, like, my name is there, the label, it's from Nordstrom and everything, but instead of what I ordered him, there is a $350 Tory Burch purse.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yes, like, I love Tory Burch. It's, like, one of my favorites. I'm staring at this box, like, what is going on?
Right.
That's so, a nice bag, yeah? Tory Burch?
I've never owned one of those.
It's so nice. I'm in love with it.
Oh my God. Okay. Pop off. Is that like a Michael Kors moment?
Like, picked just for me.
The equivalent for people who don't know, because I'm not familiar.
How much is a Michael Kors bag, Tracy? Like 100 something?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easily.
What's Tory Burch go for?
No, it's like $350.
That's okay. Nice bag.
I mean, they range,
very
but
nice,
yeah, that's no JanSport.
No. I don't know if I should just, like, you know, forget about what I ordered my husband and keep the purse, or do I need to call and tell them what happened? Like, I definitely don't want bad karma. Like, I don't want any bad karma, but I kind of feel like maybe this was meant to be, like, my reward for doing a good deed or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. Like,
did you do a good deed?
I mean, it's not like the biggest thing, but like, I work in the city. I'm actually not far from you guys' studio on Commercial Street.
Yeah.
And a couple weeks ago, I saw this homeless man in the rain, you know, and I felt bad. I gave him like $5. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot, you know, but I don't know. I just, like,
yeah, you crushed
don't know
it.
If this is like God's way of rewarding me and saying thank
it.
You.
You crushed, I mean, like, it? What?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I want to make sure I understand. You a couple weeks ago gave a homeless guy $5, and now you think God is rewarding you with a $350 Tory Burch bag accidentally instead of Nordstrom sending your husband whatever $50 Tommy Hilfiger polo you bought him.
That kind of tracks, honestly.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, it tracks.
Okay.
It really does.
Yeah. So you're asking what?
You want to
obviously feel better about this because you wouldn't call if you didn't feel a little guilty. You're obviously still trying. You're on the fence here of what you need to do.
I don't know what to do yet. So I just need to know, like, what other listeners would do in my position. I need honest advice, though. Like, but let me just say, I don't care about the idiots who are going to try and, like, troll me right now, because if this happened to them,
no, 100%. My favorite part about people is they love to, like, jump down your throat if you don't make the right decision, but they wouldn't make the right decision either if they were placed in this
position.
Not
necessarily. I think there are a handful of people who would probably call and try and give it back and return it.
But what
are the benefits of keeping it? What are the negatives of keeping it?
I need to know what the benefits are of returning it.
The benefit is I have a really nice purse to wear to a Christmas party coming up.
I don't know. Taking advantage of situations or people for personal gain is just, it's not it.
but big box corporations take advantage of you every day. So make it make sense. It doesn't. As far as what?
Like, give me an example.
Like price gouging, price hikes, the economy being in the toilet, inflation. I can keep going if you need me to.
Nobody's forcing you to buy anything.
No, you have to buy things to live. So
yeah,
you have to.
Food. We're not talking about purses and bags.
But it doesn't matter. Regardless, you paid X amount for milk for so many years, and now it's $17 a gallon, half a gallon. You deserve that.
Okay,
to outset all of your costs.
Okay, sure. If we want to talk about groceries and food and milk. How about this, though? How about this, Tracy? What if the person that accidentally packed that Tory Burch bag for you is a single mom of two and now she gets fired from her job during the holidays?
Then she should be better at her job. Sorry. But that's not on you to, like, save someone else's position in work because they made a mistake that you benefit from.
Where's the empathy?
I mean, I just don't see empathy for big box corporations. I never have and I never will. Sorry, you can't change my mind on that.
What is your gut telling you to do, Tracy? Do you want to truly keep the bag, or is a part of you telling you you should return it?
I mean, I guess it's both.
Tracy, you don't get any...
Part of me is wondering, like, if I should make the call. I mean, I feel like, you know, it was their mistake. These things probably happen. I guess they account for it. I don't know.
Tracy, it's not... You don't get anything out of it from returning the bag. Let's just say that. You're not going to get anything out of it.
You know,
they're just going to be like, oh, okay, cool, thanks.
You know who I would love to hear from is people in retail. If this took place, how would you prefer somebody come and let you know that you made that mistake? Or is it dangerous because you risk getting fired? I'd love to know. 585-252-9800. By the way, Tracy, does your husband know this took place?
No, not at all. Then I'd like have to tell him about his gift. So
Merry Christmas to me. Just reorder the gift.
Are you
for him?
Yeah. What was it? What did you end up getting him?
It's a wallet.
Yeah, I was. It's a $50 guest wallet.
Oh my gosh! How did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Yeah,
absolutely.
His current wallet is literally like falling apart at the
seams. Why is that always the way?
So,
why?
Because guys sit on it. It's in the
sit
back.
On it.
It's on their ass. They sit on it 24/7. Okay, well, Tracy, let's get to some text messages and figure out this dilemma. I say, I don't know. I would, if I were you, if you don't want the bad karma, just call Nordstrom and say, hey, I think you slipped up. Here's the bag. Can I get my husband's wallet? That's all. If you want to keep it, go ahead and keep it. But just know you did nothing to deserve it. Oh, that's right. You gave that homeless guy $5. So whatever makes you sleep at night. All right, we're going to get to some calls. Thanks for sharing your story. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys for helping.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
There was no help needed.
There's none needed. Talk soon. Happy holidays.
Okay, thanks. Happy holidays to you.
Okay, what does she do? Anyone have any advice? Oh, we got phones are blowing up here. Let's go over to PXY. Who's this?
This is Tommy.
Tommy, what's up, buddy?
Tommy?
Hey, what's up, guys? I listen to the show every morning. It's great.
Oh, we love you, Tommy. We're obsessed.
Thanks, man.
So what she should do 100% is make the call, return it, you know, God forbid. But in reality, I mean, I'm a contractor. If I was to get a brand new Milwaukee tool set in the mail,
Tommy, your mouth is literally sealed. So.
Listen, Tommy, speaking of being a contractor, this happened to my brother a couple years back. He was working, new couple, they just got married. He was doing their cabinets for them. They didn't know this took
place.
All right, so here's what happened. He got up on a ladder. He's taking the cabinets down. And you know up top, on top of the cabinets, right before it hits the ceiling, like really high up?
Yeah.
He found an envelope. And in that envelope was hundreds of old school $20 bills stuffed in that envelope. Now, he could have easily pocketed that, but he did the right thing. He told the homeowners who just got married, they probably could have used it. And they were so extremely grateful. And they ended up giving my brother a couple hundy. I don't know how much exactly, but it's always circled back around. Like, my brother is, he's in the future, karma's karma. He got taken care of in other ways. Don't you think that, though, you would have done the same thing?
Absolutely. On a job site, without a doubt. That's
a very individual thing.
Off the side of the road.
Right. I feel like when it comes to person face-to-face interaction and interpersonal relationships, it's very different than your relationship or interaction with a big box corporation.
100%. You know, and like I said, I'm small time. I'm no biggie.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, competing with places like Lowe's or
right.
Home Depot, it's
right.
out of this world, you know. So we pride ourselves on that interaction because that's pretty much the only thing we can provide that makes us different.
Correct.
Yeah, well, Tommy, give your...
Plug your biz.
Plug your business, man.
Dunright Enterprises and C-Corp.
Say it one more time.
Dunright Enterprises and C-Corp Lumber.
Nice.
There you go. C-Corp Lumber. Love it. Tommy, thanks for listening to the show in the morning.
Not a problem. Thank you, guys. Love it. Keep going.
You're the best.
Thanks, brother.
See ya. Let's get to some texts here, shall we? This person says, all you have to say is the package never arrived. They'll send you a new sweater. Problem solved. This person says, I feel like if you did reach out, they just say, thanks for letting us know. Keep the bag. They can't resell it. I mean, like, they can, but
well, you
it's probably too much of a hassle for them to send it back, repackage it, yada, yada. It's too much. I think they do have a return policy on that stuff.
Well, that's why I wanted to have someone reach out who actually works in retail and let us know, what are the repercussions if you were to make that mistake? Would you get fired? Elena says, in any other case, I would say give the purse back, but it's Tory Burch. That's my favorite. Okay, thank you. Christina says, technically, yes, it is theft. If you ordered a cheap item and you were accidentally sent the expensive one, you should at least try to contact the sender or the company to arrange to return it if they want it back. If
your name is on the package. It's not theft.
If not, keep it. But good karma for trying and doing the right thing.
This person says, karma is not real. The world is evil. Whether you do good or bad things, take the purse and run. Get your husband a box of golf balls.
Oh, God.
Perfect.
Somebody's hurting right now. Let's give that person a virtual hug, shall we?
Aww.
We're praying for you.
Michelle says, here we go. I worked at Ulta Beauty a few years back. I forgot to scan a woman's item at the counter. She tried doing the right thing and bringing it back to the store to let my manager know what a great person she is. And I ended up getting fired for it. Just keep the purse and call it a day, Tracy.
Period. You're just creating way more problems. They'll look at you and be like, what a pain in the ass that person is. You know what I mean? So just keep the bag and run. Or sell it. Make some money.
Rich says, send the purse back. If it's from Amazon, then keep it because they can afford it. Right. Okay.
Everyone can afford it.
Yes.
Trust me. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Listen, these things happen. So take it as a win, Trace, and move on. Tracy and Tori skipping down the street to their Christmas party. Love it.
The Tory Burch, yes.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Rochester is always looking to highlight local musicians and beyond. Some of the best of Rochester's music scene will now be the recipients of a high honor award. So the Rochester Music Hall of Fame was announced yesterday on Monday. It's new inductees, and they're very well known. The new class includes the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra, Record Archive, Black Sheep, which was Lou Gramm's band before he joined Foreigner.
Yep.
And Obviously, Graham's now a two-time Rochester Music Hall of Fame inductee, so absolutely popping off with that. But Record Archive has joined the hometown icon list, which is great. I recently bought a record player, and I went to Record Archive, obviously, to get my vinyls.
Yeah.
Great spot. Great location.
Love it.
I'll tell you one thing. Owning a record player is a money pit.
Has it changed your life, though?
Oh, I've used it twice.
Money well spent, Breeze.
Yes, absolutely. So they're excited for such an honor, especially right on the hot on the heels of their 50th anniversary. But
Breeze,
the induction ceremony takes place April 12th at Eastman Theater. But
greatest Foreigner song ever.
Don't stop believing.
No, that's right. That's not it. No,
right.
I Want to Know What Love Is, Lou Graham.
Right. Oh, Lou. You dirty
You don't know
dog.
The words, do you?
I want to know.
It really gets you going, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now? Sexy.
How many of you, if given the chance, would go back in time and punch yourself in the face?
Me.
Anyone else extremely embarrassed of your younger self? God knows we are. And people have to keep reminding us of it.
That's when I cut you off.
Yeah. And here's the thing. All of us have gone through feeling this way. If you haven't yet, give yourself another 10 years.
Yeah. You'll get there. And it is shameful. It is a shameful feeling. But how do you overcome said feeling? You know what I mean?
Great, great question.
That's the question we'll be asking this morning in therapy on PXY. So,
how would you spend $2,500 at Macy's?
Being extremely embarrassed of your younger self, I would imagine, is extremely common.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've thought about going back to 2003 and punching myself square in the throat. Anyone else? Peaks My Mornings, Moose, Breezy. If you don't feel this way about yourself, give yourself another 10 years. I promise you, you will get there eventually.
Yeah. I honestly felt this way very recently, and I felt this way in the past, and it is such a it's such an icky feeling, and
it's very cringy.
Don't love the feeling that I get thinking about myself as a teenager or myself in my early 20s and the things that I did and the things that I said and the way I made people feel. And I was having a conversation with my girlfriend about it because I was like, I'm just like severely grossed out.
Well, that is a sign of growth. You know that, right?
Yeah, it is. And that's great. And I love that moment, right? Yeah. But at the same time, there are so many people who have interacted with me at that age or stage in my life that don't know me now or know what I do now. And they're like, she's a horrible person. You know what I mean? So I believe truly in my heart and soul, it is nice to have people in your life to humble you and hold you accountable.
Is this why you so badly wanted a 10-year high school reunion? So you
right my wrongs.
Right. No, this is all making sense. I totally
right
get it.
Right my wrongs. I'm not saying I was like a bully or anything. Well, I mean, it depends on who you ask, right? I mean, everyone's opinion and experience is subjective, and that's all fine and well. But like, I just feel like it is important to have people in your life to humble you and remind you of how far you come. But when you keep people in your life who just constantly want to sit there and talk about who you were in middle school, it's like, okay, I'm so good here. Like, I'm so good here.
Who's doing that?
So I had a friend who, it just seems like every time we got together, all they wanted to talk about was all the bad things I've ever done when I was in middle school and high school and all the weird things that I did. And it's like, okay, I'm good here. So like, I never spoke to that person again. You know what I mean? So it's like, sure. I don't need to hang out with you because you just make me feel icky about myself. And I understand that I was the one who did those things. And I now realize growing up and becoming an adult, like it's inappropriate.
Right.
So why are we still talking about it? Like, I own it. I got it. Thank you. Let's move on.
Yeah, I can't relate.
You can.
High school was great.
No, I'm not saying high school wasn't great for me. I don't know if it was great for the people that experienced
it. What
were
you doing to these poor people?
Well, it's just like, I don't know.
You clearly have a lot of regret.
I do. So I think that as we grow and we mature and we realize what life is, I think that I was wholeheartedly a psychopath.
Sure. What's changed?
Well, I'm still a psychopath. I just think that, like, it's very much so more tamed, and I know what's right and wrong. You know what I mean?
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for example, the other day I was at the gym with a friend, and they were like, oh, I had this interaction with this person. And I was like, oh, okay. I don't know this person, right? And apparently, through the grapevine, when I was growing up, someone I was with them. And in my mind, I've never thought about that situation once ever again in my entire life. If I had to pick that person out of a crowd, I wouldn't be able to wholeheartedly, genuinely. I don't know who they are.
You speak for most of us.
But that person who was chatting with my friend was like, oh, no, she's psycho. And like, I was really scared of her.
Those are people, though, that are holding grudges from 15, 20 years ago. I mean, what does it matter at this point?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. But I think when it's brought to the forefront, you're like, oh, my God, that person who I couldn't pick out of a crowd of people, even five people, I wouldn't be able to pick them out. They think of me and know me as X.
Well, it's funny you mention this. I just caught myself. Remember last week how I told you some kid in high school just went around the whole school throwing shade at me because my girlfriend of 72 hours broke up with me?
Yeah, it's tough.
So I saw him out at a restaurant the other week with his whole entire family, and he came up to give me like a high five, and I walked right around him and I went out the door.
Yeah.
Didn't acknowledge him whatsoever. Was that petty?
Yeah.
Clearly, I was still holding a grudge.
So you're that person that I don't know. You know what I mean? Obviously, he doesn't think about it at all. But I think what it comes down to is the person who is actually in the wrong doesn't pay any mind to it because it didn't affect them the way the person who was actually wronged, it was affected. You know what I mean?
You carry things with you, whether it was in high school or not. I can see why that person that you did wrong, whatever you did to them, is still affected today.
100%.
Open your airdrop for me. Open your airdrop. Okay. I got to send you these. See, this is why I want to go back in time and punch myself in the throat.
There are so many things that we do as young adults. Yeah. Yeah, I would too. Were you just arrested? Were you getting hauled away? Was this your mugshot?
That was my internship at PXY, and I was getting a photo to get a badge.
The earring.
So I can come in and out of the building.
I wouldn't let that person in the building.
No.
But I think this plays a huge role in the idea of like cancel culture and things of that nature. Because I don't know, if the things that I did when I was younger, I did now or surface now or whatever the case may be. And not that there's nothing like out there that could like be like life altering, but it's just the way you act and it's your attitude and the way that you present yourself to others, to strangers, to friends. It's just really cringy.
I'm telling you right now, my cousins who are in high school right now, the stories that they come home with, some of these people, these kids, they're going to feel awful about who they are today and 20 years from now.
And here I am like beating myself up about it. And I think that other people do too, because I think we live in a society where you aren't allowed to right your wrongs. You are who you are for the rest of your life. And people sit there and they're like,
it shouldn't
you
be
don't
that
change.
Way. No, it shouldn't
you
be
can't
that
change.
Way. Of course. And I feel bad now because that guy that I held a grudge against who was constantly, you know, throwing shade at me all through my high school career, he's probably not the same guy he was. He's still got that stupid, smug look on his face, but he's probably not the same dude. I should have given him the time or day. Scott says, I hate most of my younger self because I tried too hard to be cool, but I was a selfish douche, which included backstabbing friends for the popular kids because I had no morals. So why don't we take a second here, Breezy? It sounds like you got a lot you want to get off your chest. Why don't we do a public apology? You don't have to say their name,
yeah,
but say what you want to say. Go ahead.
For sure. I mean, like, if I ever impacted you deeply in a negative way from the ages of, I don't know, birth to, I mean, my early 20s, I take full responsibility and full accountability. And if you think I'm psychotic, that's fair. That's a fair thought for you.
Yeah, that's definitely fair.
But just know that I am changed. I'm still psychotic, just more tamed.
Right.
And I know right from wrong now. I'm dare I say, more hinged than I was. I'm still unhinged. I'm just less unhinged. So yeah, thank you so much for the time.
That's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
And I want to say a deep apology to Lindsay Obregs, who I got in school sexual harassment because we had to draw her in art class, and she was the model. And I apologize for saying that I'm running out of chalk trying to draw your ass. And yes, in school suspension was deserved. You probably thought I was a jerk, but I want to say I'm sorry. I did it for a couple cheap laughs, which the whole class did laugh. But I'm sorry, Lindsay, and I hope you're well. I'm a changed man.
I love how you had to get across that everyone laughed. You're like, it was a home run joke, but whatever. Not to your expense.
I'm just saying it actually was a home run.
Some of us don't always change.
No, we don't. 98 PXY.